My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about the marketing behind CryptoPunks and why Eric keeps buying them. So Eric's obviously me. And first, let me explain what CryptoPunks are. And before we explain what CryptoPunks are, we have to explain what NFTs are. And before we explain what NFTs are, we have to explain kind of what that even has to do with, right? So the world of blockchain obviously has been exploding over the years. As of this recording, the prices are down, but we do know that the technology is here to stay. And NFTs are digital collectibles, right? And what's unique about NFTs is it establishes provenance, meaning that you can see the history of transactions of NFT. So for example, if Neil owned the Mona Lisa, you can actually see that Neil actually owned it. He bought it for this price and you can see the transaction histories over time. And so you can actually prove legitimacy around the art that you own. Before, with digital art, you couldn't really do so. Now with NFTs, you actually, you know, Jack Dorsey just sold his first tweet, the first tweet ever on Twitter for $3 million or so. So you see the rise of NFTs because, again, for the first time ever, you can see provenance, right? So again, going back to the Mona Lisa as an example, you would only pay $100 million plus for a Mona Lisa because it's the original version. For a replica, it's not relatively...
not even worth a dollar.
Yeah. So you're paying for scarcity, right? You're paying for... that's why people buy real estate. That's why people are doing all these things. So that's what NFTs are. And CryptoPunks are the very first NFTs in the world. And there's only 10,000 of them starting with... so we're talking about scarcity again. And the thing is, realistically, there's probably only 5,000 or 6,000 of them because a lot of them have been lost, right? A lot of people lost track of them. And so CryptoPunks, last week, there's a big drop in the crypto market. And if you just type in punks for sale, you can actually see the price. And they dropped about $23,000. And so when I looked at it, I was like, okay, $23,000, these are on sale. My logic is this. if NFTs are here to stay for the long term, then the very first CryptoPunks are going to be worth a lot of money for the long term, right? And that's their scarcity. And you can kind of use it as a store of value there as well, right? So I bought it for fun. And, you know, I have a couple of CryptoPunks. And, you know, there's people out there that will pay like $7.5 million for a CryptoPunk. I don't know if you've seen that, Neil. If you're thinking about collecting art, I could never really justify, like, I've walked to these big houses before, see these giant pieces of art, but this kind of seems cool to me. Really, the marketing behind CryptoPunks is really the industry coming up and then people now being like, oh, there's scarcity here. This is worth something. I'm going to put money into it. Key thing here is if they go to zero in value, that's okay because I'm just having fun with it anyway. But at the end of the day, people buy things because of scarcity. Neil, what are your thoughts?
I think Eric got it spot on. And keep in mind, he just said he's okay with it going to zero. So he's not trying to give you financial advice. And if you decide to buy a CryptoPunk or sell it or hold it or do nothing, just keep in mind, it's all on you. We're not here to try to guide you and teach you how to make more money through crypto or stocks or anything like that, because that's not what we do. But the biggest thing that's, in my opinion, on that's allowed these NFTs to do very well from a marketing standpoint is, as Eric mentioned, was scarcity. Just think about it. If you have an e-commerce product that you're selling and you know people like it, and if there's only five left and you put five left and it keeps going down, you're much more likely to sell out than if you put 1,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 items, because then there people know that there's not scarcity. There's an age-old saying, I don't know if you heard of the story. You know, someone once bid for an exclusive stamp and there's these two stamps that are extremely rare. Someone won the auction for it. Once he won the auction, he took one of the stamps and he just ripped it up, because then now there's only one left and it's even more exclusive because there's only one of them. And that's the whole purpose. I don't know if that story is true, but the moral of it is the less, the better when it comes to scarcity, because it tends to create more demand and it really helps with marketing and conversions.
Yeah. Final thing I'll say is this, right? The reason why Bitcoin's worth so much money right now is because it's largely now seen as a store of value. Not because it's necessarily a superior coin to the other ones from a technological standpoint, but the more money that goes into it, the more people see it as a store of value, right? Same with tulips. I don't know if Neil, you remember the tulip craze back then, but tulips used to be worth a lot of money and people would go crazy for it. And then it dropped all the way down to zero, right? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And that's kind of how I'm looking at CryptoPunks. And people can make fun of Dogecoin. I don't think I'll ever buy any Dogecoin, but Dogecoin is now worth something. I think over $7 billion, it got up to over $70 billion in market cap, but it's because people are putting money into it. So if people see something as, hey, like it's valuable, then naturally it becomes valuable that way, right? Not saying it's right or wrong. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. Check out our virtual and our live event. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe because it helps us grow. And we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.